Before Philemon could ask any questions, the elder stranger inquired in a deep voice, "Was there not, in very old times, a lake covering the spot where now stands yonder village?" "Not in my day, friend," answered Philemon, "and yet I am an old man, as you see. There were always the fields and meadows, just as now, and doubtless it will be the same when old Philemon shall be gone and forgotten." "That is more than can be safely told," said the stranger, and there was something very stern in his deep voice. He shook his head, too, so that his dark and heavy curls were shaken with the movement. "Since the people of the village are so unkind, it would be better if the lake should ripple over their dwellings again." The traveler looked so stern that Philemon was almost frightened, but in a moment his face became so kindly that the old man quite forgot his terror. Still, he could not help feeling that this elder traveler was not an ordinary person, although he happened to be dressed so humbly. While Baucis was getting the supper, the travelers both began to talk with Philemon.